Mary Dick and Sherry Kelly, professors at the Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University, collaborated with the staff of nurses at Meadows Mennonite Retirement Community in Chenoa to learn more about the care of residents with dementia. Dick serves on the board there, and she says concern for quality of care prompted this research project.
We've talked a lot about how we want to do some additional things with dementia care. And so we want to just steadily upgrade that, you know, not that it's been bad. It's been a really well-known facility for the quality of the dementia care. But as new evidence comes out, new research comes out, we want to increase the quality of care.
So how did you go about putting this together? How was the project conducted? Sherry?
So my dissertation was on the use of simulation with nursing students to see if it improved their knowledge, skills, and changed attitudes regarding patients with dementia and delirium. So after finishing my dissertation, then we decided that that would be a good educational opportunity for staff within the long-term care setting.
So it was a dissertation with a practical application.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you take it from dissertation to be able to put this into practical use at the Meadows Mennonite Retirement Community?
Well, we did a simulation for my dissertation. So essentially, we changed that simulation to address the needs of the long-term care patient and then brought that simulation into the long-term care setting. So we actually have a live actor that portrayed the patient with dementia and delirium.
So you didn't have actual patients with dementia?
No. It actually used a live actor to portray that. And then she was the same actress that was in for my dissertation study. So she knew all the parts, and then she did this out in the long-term care setting for us. While we're in the long-term care setting, we used one of their rooms that they were not using, and then staff came and participated in the simulation there.
You have a pretest, then you had the simulation,
mm-hmm.
and then you had a debriefing.
Yes.
So when you were doing the debriefing, what did you discover? Were there any surprises in this?
One of the things I was surprised at was how little the nurses actually knew about delirium. Delirium would be the acute confusion that someone gets, particularly older adults, who have like an infection or some other kind of problem. And so it's an acute problem, whereas dementia is a long-term kind of problem.
So when you have dementia and delirium on top of each other, that's a unique situation.
Exactly. And you're more confused than typical. And so I was really surprised at how the nurses knew less about delirium than I thought they would. And so I felt like it really was a win-win for the residents and for the nursing staff in building their knowledge, because residents could get better quality care then, and then also the nurses could learn some new skills.
The really positive things that came out of this too was that the staff really enjoyed this mode of learning. So they were able to go in there and actually interact and get negative, positive feedback from the actor and then take that into the debriefing. And then we talked about it on how they approached her. It could have been anything from body language to where they were standing. We can talk to them about this type and help them improve in their skills with interacting with somebody with dementia and delirium. And we got a lot of good feedback from the staff on that.
Would doing a simulation like this on a regular basis be something that might be incorporated in elder care for people who are looking after older adults in order to keep them current? Because it's not like they could go back to school every couple of years.
I think that's really true, because doing the simulation frees them up so it's like it's not such a high-risk situation, so they can practice those skills and go, oh, shoot, I didn't say that very well that time. So maybe I could say it a different way. And then we talk about different ways somebody might say something or how they might approach the situation. So it gives them new ideas for how to interact with some of these residents.
Were you looking for anything specific when you went in to start doing this research, or were you just open to see how people would react and learn from those reactions?
We were open. It was more looking at the feasibility of actually bringing this type of learning within the long-term care setting. So bringing the type of simulation, the debriefing, years back in the acute care setting, it worked really well. Somebody would replace the nurse, and then the nurse would come in and do the simulation, and then they could go right back into their work. So it wasn't a whole day away or anything to do the learning. It's they come in, interact with the actor, and then have the debriefing, and then go right on back into what they were doing. So it's very smooth transition, and we were hoping to find that when we went into the long-term care setting, and we did. So
it seems like it would be really tough to even learn any way to sort of codify or have a routine with regards to dealing with patients with dementia, because they're all, of course, individuals, and everyone's dementia, it doesn't follow a completely straight line. It's very different sort of day to day. Does that make it frustrating with regards to doing research? It's unpredictable.
There is some unpredictability with it, but I really don't get so frustrated with that, because I think there are patterns within different types of dementia. And so since there are different types of dementia, then you can get a sense perhaps of how to relate to different individuals. There's, of course, Alzheimer's disease, which everybody talks about, but that's only one type of dementia. There's also Lewy body dementia. There's frontotemporal dementia. There is vascular dementia. And there are probably others. And so that gives you a sense they each have a little bit different take on them. And, of course, each one is individual in how they respond to those types of situations.
And your research took all those different types of dementia into account.
Because I think there's some basic interventions mm-hmm. that you can do in terms of how you interact, how you respond, what your expectation is of someone with a dementia that you can use across dementias in terms of that.
So with this research project, is there something in particular you find that you would like to take back to the classroom setting, to the Mennonite College of Nursing, and incorporate into curriculum?
I don't think we have very much in terms of simulation regarding older adults in our curriculum currently. And I think those are some of the things that we could add to the curriculum. The curriculum is very tight in terms of where you can add anything or not add anything, because students don't even get really any electives. And so it's a very difficult thing to add things to the curriculum. But I do think some simulation types of things in terms of interacting with older adults could be a very positive thing.
It seems like there might be more and more demand for that. I mean, we have a great big generation of baby boomers mm-hmm. getting older, and a demand for this type, for understanding of this type of research. Do you see that building?
Absolutely. I really think that in general, a lot of people don't have any sense of how big the silver tsunami is going to be. In terms of healthcare and how we need to be prepared for caring for these older adults with their chronic diseases and the complexity of their disease processes. Because I talk with students about complexity a lot. And the case studies we use in class have individuals with 3, 4, or 5 different diagnoses, so you have to figure out the acute problem, but then how do the other issues interplay with that? Is there a dementia? Is there a delirium? Is there a delirium superimposed on the dementia? Is there a sensory problem? Are they hard of hearing? Do they have trouble reading? Will they have trouble understanding directions in terms of how you treat the problem? And so those are just small problems, let alone other kinds of issues that can come up.
What would you like to do, Sherry, with this research now that you've wrapped things up? In the broader perspective, outside of Central Illinois, would you like to do something broader with the research?
Well, we're going to take this feasibility that we looked into in the long-term care setting, and then our next step is to try and develop a year-long program for area long-term care centers in education using simulation, but not only just with nurses, but with other staff involved with the care of the residents. And then to also not bring simulation, but in knowledgeable individuals in pharmacy and medicine and music therapy to share in this education program and to start with Central Illinois and see where we can go from there.
That's Professors Sherry Kelly and Mary Dick from the Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University. I'm Laura Kennedy.